This podcast is brought to you by WEDI, the preeminent national membership association for health IT guidance and collaboration. Recognized and trusted as a formal advisor to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, WEDI is the leading authority on the use of health IT to efficiently improve health information exchange, enhance care quality, and reduce cost. To learn more about WEDI member benefits and educational offerings, please visit our website, wedi.org. Welcome to the Collective Voice of Health IT, a WEDI podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Mike McNutt with WEDI. The transformative nature of AI has been well documented. It is everywhere, all places in between in healthcare. It's finding its way. Today, we chat with Taylor Webster, head of coding quality at Fathom Health, to discuss how AI is revolutionizing medical coding, something new we're talking about here, and enhancing healthcare efficiency as a whole. Taylor, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me, Mike.
No problem. As we start with all our guests, let's go origin story time. How did you get into healthcare? What brings you to me today? What are those motivations, aspirations, and inspirations that got you to healthcare?
Yeah. So prior to joining Fathom, I worked for a leading consulting firm in their healthcare practice. And I joined a team that specialized in coding and compliance consulting. So I worked with a team of certified medical coders, compliance professionals to help assess the revenue cycle functions of health systems and physician practices. We did this through coding and billing audits and compliance assessments. And this is where I was introduced to the world of medical coding. And just, I guess, taking a step back for a second to explain what I mean when I talk about medical coding. I'm talking about the process by which health systems and providers report on the services they provide to patients and receive reimbursements for those services. So translating everything about a patient encounter into a set of standardized alphanumeric codes that are then paid by the insurance company. So in my prior role, I was lucky enough to join this team that worked in this space and work with some fantastic people who encouraged me to get certified in medical coding and mentored me on the complexities and nuances of this industry. And I really enjoyed my time there. I enjoyed seeing the differences in coding practices and interpretations across different organizations, immersing myself in guidelines, researching compliant coding, providing feedback and recommendations to organizations who are maybe struggling in one or two areas, and really just learning about the different challenges that organizations face in this critical part of their revenue cycle.
All right. Well, let's talk about those challenges. Let's look at the kind of this environmental scan. Look back at your time through all this experience that you've had with medical coding. Obviously, there's a problem. And you felt that, you know, with Fathom, that AI can be the solution. So what did you see as the problem? And how are you seeing AI addressing those issues?
Yeah, so two big challenges come to mind. So staffing shortages and then just the complexity of medical coding. So first, staffing shortages. There is a shortage of medical coders that was only exacerbated by the pandemic. So a lot of organizations are having trouble staffing this really important function that ultimately drives the revenue cycle of health systems, which can lead to claim backlogs and just not enough time for other valuable activities. The second challenge, the complexity of medical coding. Coding guidelines are the rules by which those alphanumeric codes are assigned, can be confusing. They change frequently. Different payers may have different rules. So there's a lot going on and a lot to remember when coding. So automating the coding of the majority of patient encounters in a health system means no claim backlog, fast reimbursements. It frees up limited coder time to focus on higher complexity, higher dollar encounters, to perform auditing and clinical documentation education, which is so valuable in the healthcare setting. And it also ensures higher accuracy in the complex world of medical coding. So AI models are consistent and teachable. Guideline changes can be implemented to the AI model and immediately applied. No training, no monitoring required. So for example, we helped a lot of clients through the 2023 evaluation and management guideline changes, which, similar to the 2021 changes, were a major overhaul to how patient encounters are coded. So AI is able to adapt to those changes ahead of time and be ready to go.
Excellent. Walk me through a term that I found, autonomous medical coding. How does that work?
So with autonomous medical coding, there is no human intervention. Chart documentation is sent to the autonomous coding platform. The charts are fully coded by the AI model, and the coded data is returned to the client billing system. So autonomous medical coding does everything a coder would be expected to do. It's a lot like working with a coding services firm, but with more consistent coding and much faster turnaround times, typically within an hour to an hour and a half.
Wow. Walk me through any success stories that you've run into at your time at Fathom or even before that in terms of implementing AI and seeing the value in utilizing the technology in terms of, you know, burden reduction, efficiency, anything that pops up.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of Fathom's partners is Apollo MD. So they're a multi-specialty nationwide physician group. They employ around 1,500 physicians and is growing. When Fathom first began coding for Apollo MD, Fathom was coding 90% of emergency encounters. So 90% automation from day one. Autonomous coding has also really reduced Apollo MD's coding turnaround times and also alleviated scaling concerns as they continue to grow. So that's one of the big benefits of AI in this space is that it's incredibly scalable. It can code 100 encounters. It can code 100,000 encounters. We also navigated the 2023 evaluation and management guideline changes I mentioned before with them, all with a lot of success. So Apollo MD has been a fantastic partner, and I look forward to continue working with them and seeing the tangible positive impacts of autonomous coding.
Excellent. Talking with Taylor Webster, head of coding quality at Fathom Health here on the Collective Voice of Health IT. Now, we've had a lot of AI on the podcast, and it's a question I love to ask. Healthcare is known to be very conservative, somewhat hesitant to embracing emerging technology. What challenges have you, do you, will you face in trying to implement AI in an industry that can somewhat be a little slower than others to adopt?
Yes, the healthcare industry is definitely conservative when it comes to new technologies. And I think a large part of it with the medical coding space is because of how important coding accuracy is in this industry. So compliant coding and accurate reimbursements are always a top priority for health systems. And with any new technology, health systems want to be sure their medical coding is accurate. So we work with our clients to prove accuracy before we ever start coding live charts. So what does that look like? It means that we want providers to try before they buy. We empower our clients to validate the AI coding quality for themselves, not just take our word for it. And we do that through a proof of concept process prior to any live coding, where we look at the AI coding for a bunch of charts and compare it to the client coding and see how the AI model did. And that's how we prove accuracy, which any strong AI vendor should be comfortable with this process, because you're definitely right that the healthcare industry is a little hesitant to always adopt new technology.
Yeah. Now, you talked briefly about how the AI is helping with the shortage. Walk me through, when it comes to a healthcare provider, how is the coding accuracy that you're working with helping with their bottom line in terms of their revenue cycle?
Yeah, so I think there are three key points here. So first, accurate coding means accurate reimbursement. It means providers are getting paid for the work that they did. Secondly, coding errors and poor coding accuracy leads to denials and sometimes audits from payers, both of which are really expensive to staff. And then finally, I think it's important to note that AI really exhaustively reviews documentation. So it can pick up on services and details that medical coders, especially busy medical coders, might miss, which could raise the acuity of the visit and result in additional services being billed, which ultimately means higher reimbursements.
AI in healthcare often generates both excitement and skepticism, heck, sometimes fear, when people think about Terminator 2 and all that other crazy stuff. How do you differentiate between the hype and the real potential of AI in this field?
Yeah, so with any new technology, you know, there could be a lot of smoke and mirrors out there. But you can see firsthand the power of AI when it's done right, when it's proven. So I talked about that proof of concept process earlier, trying before you buy. Strong vendors in this space enable their clients to really dig in and validate those real results for themselves before any live coding takes place, that there's no skepticism when you're going all in.
Excellent. Speaking once again with Taylor Webster, head of coding quality at Fathom Health on the Collective Voice of Health IT. I'm a healthcare provider. I'm seeing shortages, I'm seeing inefficiency, I'm seeing burden, I'm seeing a slowdown. What's the first thing I think about when someone says, hey, let's implement AI? What should my first couple of steps be?
Yeah, so I mean, first, you really want to take your time and evaluate the different solutions that are out there. You want to find a solution that prioritizes impact, transparency, security, adaptability. You also want to find a vendor that will help you with intentional change at your organization. So adapting a new technology is a big undertaking, especially something like AI. And any vendor that you work with should have a customer success team or other support who can help navigate that transition. And then the last thing I'll say is that you want to look for a solution that proves its ROI. So again, credible vendors will allow you to use that try before you buy approach and make sure that you know what you're getting into.
Excellent. Great, great advice. How do you involve, now we're just dealing with numbers here, but how do you involve medical professionals in the development and refinement of AI solutions? But also, is it a unique situation kind of bringing in technical individuals who work on the AI strictly side, bringing them into a healthcare kind of environment? Talk to me about that. I always feel it's kind of interesting. We bring in the medical professionals to help with the idea of AI, but also we just mentioned healthcare can be kind of conservative, kind of hesitant. Have you run into any issues with the technical side of things, having to stay at a certain pace with the healthcare folks?
We have not. Any technology solution, especially AI, requires a lot of collaboration mm-hmm. between the client's IT team and the AI solution. You know, you need to understand the provider system, understand how to best transfer data, how to set up the process so that there are no disruptions to the current workflows. For example, at Fathom, I work a lot with clients on Epic. And so we work really closely with the client's IT and Epic teams to integrate directly within that EHR and ensure that there are no visible impacts or changes to current workflows. So working with that IT team is just as critical as involving any medical professionals or clinicians, which obviously also have very valuable input.
Thank you. I think that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the collaborative nature of bringing folks together from perhaps unique backgrounds, because healthcare, AI, technology are all kind of unique in that way. Taylor, before I let you go, is there anything you'd like to plug to the audience?
So I'll just say, you know, there's a massive opportunity right now for health systems and healthcare providers to adopt this technology that can really improve the health of their revenue cycle. And autonomous coding isn't in the future anymore. It's here. And it's been so exciting and inspiring to see these positive impacts that automation has on a health system, and not just on the bottom line, though that's very important, but also on the well-being of providers who no longer need to spend time at the end of the day on an administrative task like coding, on the well-being of coders who now have time in their days to focus on more interesting and valuable activities and education. It really has a ripple effect of positivity, and I'm really excited to continue working with this technology and helping affect positive change in the healthcare industry.
Before I let you go, I did want to ask about the healthcare industry as a whole. Are there any elements within healthcare that hasn't been touched by AI that you can see AI being a factor over the next couple of years?
Good question. I think that AI can really prove its value in those administrative tasks, like medical coding, other areas of the revenue cycle, where there's less idiosyncrasies and nuances than opposed to, you know, say the clinical side, where there's a whole bunch of different subjective documentation that can exist. So really, I see AI moving in the direction of integrating within the revenue cycle and taking a lot of the administrative lift off of systems plates.
I only asked that because we used to have a question at the end, like, how do you see healthcare changing over the next 12 to 18 months? And it's like, with AI, everything is accelerated. So anything I would have asked, 12 to 18 months, it's already been done. You know, so it's already happening. So yeah, I'm just like, I with someone as forward thinking as you, like, I was just always wondering, anytime I have an AI person on, like, what's out there that, you know, in the course of someone's patient experience that is not being touched by AI, is going to be touched with AI within the next 5 months, probably. You know, something's going to pop up that's, boom, this is what we're using now instead of B. You know, instead of this, this is what we're using. So just curious. Thank you so much. I loved the insight and information that you offered today. We haven't touched on medical coding. I think the only thing we've really done on the show is discuss ICD-11, and that was only a couple of months ago. But would love to get you back to talk more about autonomous medical coding and how AI is finding new ways to improve not only the patient experience, but the provider experience as well. So Taylor, thank you so much for being on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mike.
No problem. And this has been the Collective Voice of Health IT, a Weedy podcast, where the healthcare IT community connects, collaborates, and creates solutions for a better health system. Find all our episodes as well as information on our association on our website, wedi.org. Thank you for joining us, and be safe.